Hello, and welcome back to Genspired, the podcast. I am your host, Jennifer Batog. Before we begin, please keep in mind that I'm not a medical professional or a licensed therapist. I am, however, a spiritual being having a human experience right along with you. Please trust and use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition. All right, let's get into it. Let's get Genspired. When you hear the word happiness, does it make you smile? Does it make you smirk? Or does it make you feel a little uneasy? And based on your reaction, do you know why you feel the way that you do? We can take happiness for granted or feel like it's something that we're longing for or chasing or trying so hard to find. And that can be a slippery slope. Happiness is truly an inside job. And here's my take on why you shouldn't try and outsource it. In my early 20s, when I first started to adult in the world, I would sit and think to myself, all I need to be happy are three things: a great job, a car, and a boyfriend. Yes, friends, my dreams were a bit small back then, and someday I may get into why, but for now, just go with it and we'll circle back. Ugh. Sometimes my corporate speak comes trickling through and it gives me the ick. Anyway, stay with me here for a minute. To me, at that time, I thought these three key things would bring me to my fullest happiness. Truly. At some points, I'd find myself with one of these things, sometimes two, then back to one, but never three at the same time. Until yes, eventually, I had all three things at once. And you know what? I wasn't all that much happier versus the times I had just one or two of these things. Many years later, when I started writing my column, I would do research or dig through some old journals for inspiration, and I came across that one entry where I wrote my thoughts on happiness, finding those three key things, and I'd have it made. Well, the universe and my pursuit of life gave me those three things eventually, but I wasn't any happier. At that time, I didn't give it much thought and just shrugged it off as a girl with semi-small dreams, and that was that. Sitting down to research this podcast, wanting to talk about happiness, I knew this is where I needed to start. I was trying to outsource my happiness, and that's the exact opposite place to find it. Happiness is an inside job, without question. When you attach a feeling to something external to yourself, you're giving most to all of your power to that thing, to the big house, the name brand car, the high paying job, the partner, the bank account balance, the watch on your wrist, or the pool in your backyard. Now, pause before you all come for me. Those things can make you happy, absolutely. And goals are worth pursuing and reaching. But, and I say this loudly, but attaching happiness to those things won't truly get you what you desire. They won't make you happy. They'll make you feel happy at that time, but it won't last. And you won't be happy. See, there's a difference. A difference between feeling and being. Whether it's happiness, joy, or love, all can be felt, but the real goal is in the being. In being joyful, being happy, and being in love. Once you buy that house, or get that job, or find that perfect handbag, the joy, and yes, happiness that you experience will be real, but it will be short-lived. Because I can promise you, if you aren't happy on the inside, you can have all of these things, and a hell of a lot more, and still not be genuinely happy. For happiness, joy, peace and love and all the things we are here to experience on earth are not found outside of ourselves. They are found deep within us. When you're sitting in your big house, driving your fancy car, or looking over your bank account statement, those feelings of happiness are external to you. They aren't inside of you unless, and here's where I need to stay with me, unless you found true divine happiness inside of yourself. If you can sit with yourself in the stillness, in the quiet, and be grateful for what you have, for who you are and how you show up for yourself and others. If you can sleep peacefully at night and take comfort in all the things that make you who you are, and you are one with yourself, then you are someone who is genuinely happy inside. If you like yourself when you look in the mirror, if you understand the lessons that life has taught you, if you are comfortable in silence, comfortable being alone in your own company, if you wake up each day with peace in your heart and a profound sense of what makes you uniquely you, then you are happy. If you are able to balance all of the magical things that make up your life and personality, like your struggles, your triumphs, your achievements, your failures, your wins, your losses, and still think you are the most incredible person, then you are actually happy. People who are genuinely happy on the inside, show up for themselves in a way that doesn't require any external validation. They aren't impressed by job titles or fancy cars or lavish things. They like them and appreciate them, and some even have them, but they aren't impressed or attach any of their happiness to those things. So, if you aren't happy and you find yourself looking externally for it to be fulfilled, you'll be searching your entire existence. Life will be challenging and full of lessons. For those who choose to look within and cultivate joy within themselves will then in turn attract all the goals they have for themselves. This can sometimes be a hard concept to understand, so I'll give you a concrete example from my own life. When I was in my prime, what does that even mean, really? I was a successful corporate recruiter. I worked for a Big Five bank for over a decade, found a tremendous amount of success, built a name and brand for myself, then moved to a local firm, then on to a major sports entertainment company based in the US. I worked a lot. I had lots of money in my bank account. I bought a home that was just under 3,000 square feet on my own as a single woman. I hosted parties. I traveled. I bought myself nice clothes, paid for dinners with friends, hair, nails, makeup, spa days. I lived what I would consider an extremely comfortable life. Anyone looking in at my situation would probably think, shit, that girl is doing her thing. She's bossing up. Maybe I was. But I'll tell you this. I was completely miserable most of the time. I was lonely, even though I had friends. I had a big house with no one to put in it. Lots of rooms to clean and decorate to highlight my success. I took solo vacations and smiled in the selfies, but I wasn't happy, like, at all. I had achieved all these things, chased after goals, and achieved all the achievements a person was supposed to achieve, and I thought they would bring me happiness, but they never did. Did I like them? Sure. Did I enjoy living in the big house and traveling wherever and whenever I wanted? Sure. But that like and that happiness didn't last because it was external to me. I kept trying to outsource my happiness without realizing that it starts within me. My TSN turning point, as I refer to it, was when I was laid off from that large US sports entertainment company. I was so sure at the time that my contract would be extended and I'd continue to just do what I was doing, working, climbing, working, climbing, working, and searching. But the rug quite literally got pulled from under me in October 2022. I was to be laid off at the end of that November, and that was it. I took the news hard, like devastatingly hard. I had attached so much of my cool, sporty personality to working for them that I felt like I was going to fall apart if I didn't have that cool job anymore. Little did I know at the time, but that one tower moment gifted to me by the universe would be the exact change I needed. The exact thing required for me to start to go inward instead of outward for my happiness. After spending what I call my dark December mourning, and I'm serious, I was in mourning of it all, a friend of mine asked me to help him decorate his home office. He was working from home and bored of his white walls. He said it might take my mind off things, and well, to his credit, he was right. Something inside me was lit on fire. I jumped at the chance and said, sure. I started to design the space, pick out colors and furniture and accessories, and felt more alive than I had in an exceptionally long time. It didn't feel like work at all. I redesigned his space, did all the work myself, and then revealed it to him like they do on those TV renovation shows. He hugged me tight, and I cried a bit. Quite literally, the next day, I sat down and started to talk to myself. I asked myself questions like, why did this project make you so happy? Do you think working like this in some capacity might continue to make you happy? The answers were yes. And so it began. I took online courses for interior design and home staging, got a domain name, created a website, and opened my business by that following March. I didn't even stop to think about it not being successful. In my mind, it was just going to be, and it would be my new path. For the next 2 years, I worked on my craft and leaned into my creativity. Simultaneously, however, I was also doing a tremendous amount of inner work, healing, learning, understanding myself on a level I've never been to before, finding out why I did the things I did, why I loved the way I loved, why I accepted the things that I accepted. I went through a spiritual awakening, a dark night of the soul, another spiritual awakening, and also incorporated practices that brought me true, undeniable joy. I worked with tarot cards, tarot readers, started wearing crystals, meditating, walking in nature, and spending more actual time with myself instead of the things that I had accumulated. I talk to myself a lot, and actually still do. I check in with myself daily. I make sure I balance what needs to be balanced. I incorporate rest and play and work and joy and naps and creativity into each one of my days. I learned that I'm a lot more productive and creative at night versus the daytime. I schedule my time so that my mornings are slow and peaceful, a complete opposite of my life before. I barely recognize myself anymore, and I am incredibly grateful for all of it. Amid all this beautiful, painful, hard inner work and understanding, the business was growing, but I was quickly using up all of my savings into helping it flourish, and I couldn't afford to live the lifestyle I had been living. The big house became too much for me, and I had to sell it. I struggled for months before it sold. Ashamed, I didn't ask for help. I would go days without eating because the power bill was due. I didn't go out because I couldn't afford it, so I would playfully just tell my friends I was tired or overworked. While I don't recommend some of those choices I made right there, I want you to understand that even in the midst of having less than $3 in my bank account at a time and completely struggling to keep the roof over my head, I never wavered from knowing that I needed to just keep moving forward. I've also been able to heal the part of myself that was ashamed to ask for help. Not once did the thought cross my mind to admit defeat, give up on the hard road ahead, and go back to what I was doing before. It just wasn't going to make me happy. So I pushed, cried, and felt all the feelings I needed to and made my way through. When my house sold, I took the profit from the sale, paid off every single debt that I had accumulated, and started over. I moved into a 450-square-foot tiny cottage that my parents let me stay in for free, and I lived there for 10 months. Then moved into a rental in the city, and just 2 weeks ago, had to leave and found another temporary spot. So yes, even as I publish this podcast, at the end of April, I will have nowhere to live. But don't feel sorry for me, not for a second. I've never been happier, and I mean that. I've never been this happy or fulfilled in my entire life. I absolutely love who I am, what I am, and who I was always meant to be. I haven't flinched for a second and thought I should go back, not one second. Even through all the turmoil, I've found true inner happiness. When I sold my house, I sold almost everything I owned. I donated 22 bags of clothes and shoes to charity, gave my furniture to the buyers of my house, and quite literally moved with my bed, a few clothes, and my dog. I had so much joy in my heart, it almost consumed me. Living in smaller quarters with less stuff and working at building a business that brings me true joy, I found such inner happiness that I sometimes can't control it. I walk with purpose now. I walk in happiness now. I have achieved actual happiness. Now, this doesn't mean I don't have days that are hard, because I certainly do, but I never waver from my inner world where I've created so much happiness for myself that I know I'll be okay. You see, the universe is going to bring you what you exude. I exude joy, so it brings me joy. I exude love, so it brings me love. I exude happiness, so it brings me happiness. This is what I meant earlier when I said it can be a hard concept to grasp. That finding happiness inside will bring you happiness outside in the 3D world in tangible things. And it does. I'm living proof. As I continue to exude my happiness, the universe is going to bring me happiness in the forms of those tangible things. I will live in a house of my own again. I will find a loving divine partner. I will have money in my bank account again, because I know that those things aren't attached to my happiness. I am attached to my happiness. My story isn't going to be your story. My example isn't going to be your example. While there may be similarities, I share this to shed light on how I achieved happiness on the inside. Your journey will be just as beautiful. So, if you're finding yourself in the pursuit of happiness, I want you to try yourself first. I promise you the answers are there. Find out what you love, what makes you happy on the inside, and then do it. Do it with everything that you have. When I first started to ask myself these questions, I quite literally didn't know the answers. Honestly, it was so hard for me. I didn't even know what kind of flowers I liked or if flowers made me happy, because I didn't stop to think about it. Something as small as that took me a little while to answer, but the answers eventually came, and this is because I started a relationship with myself so that she and I could get to know one another and find happiness together. So do the thing, start the thing. Feel the thing. Say the thing. Start asking yourself every question of which you can think. Start there. You might like what you find, and you might not. But in that discovery is where you'll begin the path towards true inner happiness. And if you can take the time to get to know celebrities you'll never meet, you can certainly take the time to get to know yourself. As I leave you now and head back to dancing around the kitchen, because yes, that brings me a lot of joy, my wish is that you find your own happiness and let it shine. And always choose kindness for yourself and for others. The saying still rings true. You never know what people are going through, so let your default be kindness. Until next time, if you've been Genspired, please leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. Oh. And the answer is peonies, just in case you were wondering. Bye!